The Elias Brookings School, which dates to 1925, was rendered unusable after the tornado blew out all of the windows and punched holes in the roof of the three-story brick building. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno says city officials have concluded it makes sense both economically and educationally to build a replacement.
We have an opportunity here not only to continue to redefine education, we have an opportunity to continue to highlight the positiveness of the neighborhood and redefine the neighborhood area.
Sarno said officials are looking at potential sites for a new school within a few blocks of the old one. City officials will go before the Massachusetts School Building Authority next month to ask the state to cover up to 80% of the cost to design and construct the new school. The project may also be eligible for partial reimbursement from the Federal Emergency Management Agency because last year's tornado resulted in a presidential disaster declaration. A new school is estimated to cost $28 million, according to Rita Coppola-Wallace, the city's director of capital assets and construction. It would cost slightly less, she says, to repair the damage to the old school.
So financially, it was deemed that you're still at the end of the day, you could put millions into this building, you're still left with a 1925-year-old school that isn't big enough to accommodate the educational programs.
Springfield's chief development officer, Kevin Kennedy, says a new school building could also provide a lift to the tornado-scarred Maple High Six Corners neighborhood, where blue tarps still drape many of the houses and apartment buildings.
The process is going to move forward, and we can assure everybody that we're going to have a great new school here, and we will also have a housing strategy to deal with some of the devastation behind you.
The target date for opening the new school is the fall of 2015. That will mean an extended stay in modular classrooms for the Brookings School's 300 kindergarten through sixth grade students. Principal Terry Poe says the modular classrooms erected on the school's former playground have been a fine stopgap.
They are clean, spacious. Some of the rooms are a lot bigger than what we had in our old building. Some of the children complain about not having a cafeteria and a gymnasium, so those are some of the challenges that we've had to deal with. But other than that, we've tried to keep the children focused. We're doing our job every day.
The city is making repairs to a second school that was damaged by the tornado. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Springfield is planning to rebuild tornado-ravaged Cathedral High School. The diocese has gone to arbitration with its insurance company to resolve an impasse over the damage claim. Springfield's mayor has made an urgent appeal to FEMA and state authorities to pay the city's expenses to remove large piles of tree debris that remain on private property. There's concern about fire. Earlier this month, a brush fire in a tornado-damaged area in Brimfield burned up 50 acres. No buildings were damaged. But Mayor Sarno says it would be a different story if such a fire hit Springfield.
Here will be affected hundreds and hundreds of homes and thousands of people. It's been so dry.
The city estimates it will cost $7 million to remove the storm debris that remains still on private property. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.